Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh, the catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaborn. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tuttle. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Kluszewski scores. Freeze moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfield's it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Fox tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bud Daly. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Cuck's now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball towards right. Bauer catches it and throws to first to double up Smith. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Serve moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-T hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Serve trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Williams moves to third. Chee-T moves to second. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wynn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Johnny Cox. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, White Sox. Mike Garcia now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Bauer scores. Seaborn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, White Sox. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Landis reaches second base with a double. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Chee-Tee. Two outs. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Lump reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, White Sox. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chee-Ti hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Cutina catches it and throws to first to double up Lown. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seaborn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Serve moves to second. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Chiti bunts towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Serve moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Serve scores. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Minoso throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Williams, who's trying to score from second, for the out. GT moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 9, White Sox, 9. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Marty Cudina. Frank Bauman now pitching. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Marv Throneberry. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. GT moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Ray Moore now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. John Sitoris now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Kansas City Athletics, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.